8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and Barry Chapman, our plumbing boss, is back in the house on a Tuesday. We chat with Chapman, and today, very exciting news is that, well, if you are worried about the cost of electricity, and who isn't, and the main culprit of pumping your electricity cost through the roof is your water heater or your geyser, and maybe you've got more than one, there is very good news from Barry Chapman this morning. Welcome to you.
Sun Bonani, life and style listeners. Yes, so I'm off to Caesar's Palace and on Thursday evening for the launch of the IHP geyser, which has been brought into South Africa by Powerful S. And the IHP basically stands for integrated heat pump. So it's a vessel with a heat pump on top of it. Completely revolutionary design of the heat pump system. They've simplified it down and made it run really, really efficiently. So the units, the 100 litre, 200 litre and 300 litre have the same compressor on the top of it that utilizes 630 watts of electricity, as opposed to your conventional heat pump that you would have at home, which is a split system. You'd use your normal geyser and then piggyback a heat pump onto it. Just remember, with doing that, you have heat efficiency loss through the piping between the unit itself as well. And then also the units, majority of those split system units are using between 1200 and 1400 watts. So 1.2 to 1.4 kilowatts of power to heat to the same rated capacity as this unit does.
So let's unpack this a little bit for the non-technical among us. The geyser hidden away generally in your ceiling somewhere or in a cupboard or somewhere, maybe even on the outside of your building, is using electricity while you're not using the hot water system. It just remains on and off all day. Correct, as soon as the water in the container cools down slightly, it switches itself on at enormous cost and keeps your water hot. So you might just need it during the day. And, for the possible convenience of a quick splash, you're paying an absolute fortune. The new technology, well, it's not that new, but it certainly has improved, says that it's now heating only on demand.
So the IHP has a digital side to it as well, so it's got an app linked up to it. It's also got a programmable interface, and you can set up timers. So a lot of people that are living off-grid or have solar systems at their house, etc., they are installing this unit and programming it to heat up within certain time frames. So yes, you could do that with a conventional geyser as well and put in a Wi-Fi switch or something like that on your geyser, but you're still utilizing the full capacity of the element to heat your water. So it's around about 40% of your household consumption goes into water heating for your property. And this now is slashing it drastically down. So a majority of our houses that we have a 150 to 200 litre hot water heater. And the IHP comes in a 100 litre, 200 litre and a 300 litre. The 200 litre is the one that is now currently on the market, is certified and approved and everything. The other two, there's no difference between them barring the tank size, but they are still in the process of getting the approval. So those particular units, you take a 200 litre standard hot water electric heater, it's utilizing an element that has 4,000 watts worth of required power to power that element. This unit uses 630 watts. So you do the maths, it's almost 1/8. Of the power required.
Does that mean 1/8 of the cost?
Pretty much.
Wow.
So the awesome thing with this as well is that we've got some amazing backing that's pulled behind the IHP, and that's from Nedbank. Nedbank have pulled in, and this part of the launch that I'm going to on Thursday is they are now going to be backing a finance aspect of this water heater. So essentially, you're going to be financing your water heater, and the savings that you make off of your electrical savings on water heating will basically cover your monthly repayment. So you're essentially getting top class energy efficiency paid off over a couple of years, and then you've got the rest to put in your pockets afterwards.
So I presume that this is going to be rolled out now once the announcement has been made at the event that you're going to attend, and you'll be the guy for the North Coast area that's going to be approved as a supplier installer.
100%, yeah.
What sort of cost are you thinking it's going to be coming in at?
So the 200 litre is 25,199, including VAT. And then the installation on top of that. Installations are all vary depending on location and where exactly it needs to go. The unit is designed to work optimally outside. So outdoors, it uses ambient air temperature to increase its efficiency. But you can put them in a scullery, inside a pantry, in a geyser cupboard that you already have, as long as it's well ventilated. They have a 10-year guarantee on the cylinder, which is also like unheard of. Any other competitor in the market's 5 years. So super, super exciting.
And can one replace a conventional geyser without removing it? In other words, can you just add this new system on without necessarily dismantling your house to remove the old geyser?
So you probably wouldn't want to connect them together with each other. You would want
but you could bypass the old one.
Bypass the old one, redirect the pipes to the location where this new one's going to be installed, and off you go. It is floor mounted, so it needs to stand on the floor, so you can't go chuck it in a roof. I mean, us as plumbers, we take geysers out of roofs all the time. They're like little roof rats.
Okay, so it can't go into the roof, that's it?
No, can't go into the roof. It needs to have a firm, sturdy base, and it's designed to be installed in a vertical position, standing on the floor.
And does it look very ugly from the aesthetic point of view?
No, actually not. It's got a beautiful stainless steel cover on it with a couple of little vents on the top of it for the heat pump part of it. And it's got three outlet ports on it, safety valve, hot water outlet, cold water inlet, and a power cable.
Wow. And if you're trying to install one in a second floor or in a three-story building, that wouldn't go well on the outside, I presume.
No. So if you're in a block of flats or something like that, you would really need to install it inside or on your patio or something like that. Mm-hmm. So granted, it has its limitations, but yeah, you know, every item that you do in life these days, you have a little bit of sacrifice for the greater good. The also other lovely thing about it is the byproduct of the heat pump operating is cold air. So a lot of guys have them, well, the previous integrated heat pumps would put them inside server rooms or inside a laundry, so it cools the place down and dries the air out as well, because it also pulls the moisture out of the water, out of the air. So your laundry dries nice and quickly, or it keeps your servers nice and cool. So those are the things that some people do. Some people have even put a little extractor fan in there and blown it into the house to kind of cool the house down a little bit as well.
So if you would like to find out more about the new technology that's available or will be available very shortly in terms of integrated heat pump technology to save you money and keep your water hot as you like it, well, Barry Chapman is our contact, Chapman Plumbing, every Tuesday on air. And that's not all, folks. Before we wrap up this segment of the conversation, just a reminder that there is also this competition on the go, which is very interestingly technologically sound as well. It's clearly the opportunity to keep your house from a water security point of view primed, and the pipes at the right pressure, and the fact that you will never immediately be short of water during a water outage, which are becoming more and more frequent. What can you tell us about that competition that you're running at the moment.
So it's a municipal backup system. It's a giveaway, little competition online. Just follow the prompts on the Life and Style Facebook page and the Chapman Plumbing Facebook page. It's a 1,000-litre Africa tank, a slimline Africa tank with a Flowmax Leo 0.75 kilowatt pressure pump. And we've got a little tank buddy from Water Components South Africa that will maintain your water level inside your tank for you. And this system will be installed on your property. And it's valued at approximately 15,000 Rand with installation.
So a lovely prize up for grabs from Chapman Plumbing. Go and check it out on our Facebook page, and we wish you huge luck with that. When does the competition draw take place?
We are doing the draw in the first week of June.
Wow, that's very soon.
Yeah, very exciting.
So get your entries in, and we look forward to announcing you as the proud recipient of that magnificent water safety, water security device. It's a good one.
Water security, 100%.
Well, yeah, it's going to keep you very comfortably secure when everyone else around you is crying that the taps are off again. It's amazing. Even though we're in a luckily fairly water secure situation at the moment, it can change, and it certainly around us seems to be as infrastructure fails and facilities go down.
I've had clients in the top end of Belito that have had multiple water interruptions because there's been bad water delivery from Caesar Water's
suppliers. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, folks. Mm. So you can be free of that hassle just simply by entering the competition, and we're wishing you the best of luck. Barry Chapman, this will be up as a podcast shortly, so if you've just joined us and you think you might have missed out, don't worry, you can catch up on demand. Barry will be back in a week's time with more from the world of plumbing. Thanks so much for joining us.
Have an awesome day.